Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. It is 12 noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Zeta. The wind's still 90 miles an hour. We've got a north movement at 18 miles an hour. Seems like each advisory we're getting a little faster as we expected. The pressure, 976 millibars. We're now about 210 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. That's about that location to the center, and also about 220 miles southwest of New Orleans, Louisiana as well. So this is what we're looking at. We start looking at the radar here. We can finally actually be able to get close enough in to use the radar. And a few things to notice. One thing is this stream of tropical moisture that's impacting the Florida Panhandle, the Alabama coast, up into Alabama and Mississippi. Some of these tropical rain showers, just downpours, could see some areas just with repetitive areas that could see some street flooding in these areas as well. But the other thing to notice is we're starting to see the eye, starting to see the center of Zeta appear right there on radar. So as that gets closer and closer, we'll start seeing that more pronounced with time as the radar beam moves up and you see the top portion of the eye. As we get closer, it's going to show up even better with time. So a lot of tropical moisture, and we're going to start seeing the system. We have that north movement. We'll start seeing that turn towards the northeast here soon. And then this afternoon, start seeing things deteriorate soon, because this is the area with the tropical storm force winds well ahead of it. And also, especially portions to the east, about 150 miles out from the center, you start seeing this. So that's going to continue. This tropical storm force winds is going to follow the path this afternoon and this evening, and even get inland, still a tropical storm, even Thursday morning with time. In the meantime, you can even have hurricane force winds, and that's going to be particularly destructive in southeast Louisiana, portions of the Mississippi coast. Any one of these areas can see damaging winds, can see power lines down, see prolonged power outages, trees down, just a dangerous situation in any one of these areas. And those winds will continue to move north, even places like central Alabama, all the way up into Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia can see some of these significant winds with time. And one way to really look at it, you can see the probability of these tropical storm force winds. Look how far inland this goes. So those hurricane force winds and the probabilities, the yellows and the oranges, they'll stretch up into North Carolina, Tennessee. You'll even see some of these wind gusts up into Virginia with time. Dangerous storm surge associated with this hurricane. Life-threatening situation. These values are significant. Port Fouchon to the mouth of the Mississippi River, 5 to 8 foot, 5 to 7 in places like Lake Bourne. And look at these values on the Mississippi coast, mouth of the Pearl River, over to Dolphin Island, Alabama, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. So those back bays on the coast and some of those barrier islands, just a dangerous amount of storm surge. Please listen to those local officials in any one of these areas. Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 foot. Pensacola Bay, 2 to 4 foot. So please listen to those local officials. They tell you to leave. You got to get out of these areas. And the other part is rainfall. Many areas, 2 to 4 inches, even 4 to 6 inches of rainfall along the track. But interacting with this front, a large area from Virginia, back through Kentucky, Tennessee, any one of these areas could see localized flooding from these tropical rains. So this is the latest information on Hurricane Zeta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.